business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Today, new research discovers the right way to use pay-what-you-want pricing. I'll speak with the research's co-author. Facebook is changing its desktop design again. Spoiler alert, it's even worse than you think. How a file sharing service is up for Oscar contention. Can Google's new anti-harassment tool help your brand? And on the premium podcast, with no ads, more stories, and extended weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more. Three steps to prevent your brand from having your media buy accidentally contribute to Russian misinformation. It's Tuesday, March 8th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. One of the advantages to selling online is that we can change things up at a whim. The pricing, for instance. We can test different prices to different audiences without needing to change signage or train retail staff. We can also test the pricing models themselves. Take the set your own price model. You see it frequently on information products, but it's used more widely than you may think. Panera Bread stores in the US used it for sandwiches a few years back. But are we marketers using that model all wrong? That's what Cindy Wang set out to investigate. She's an assistant professor of marketing at the California Polytechnic State University. She and her colleagues recently published an academic paper about the topic. I spoke with her earlier today.
Normally, we would think if companies show this gratitude and having consumers to pick their own price, consumers will love it. In fact, they do, but they're so deterred by the pricing effort. So in this process, we learned that when you give somebody full control over the price, they embrace this opportunity, but they also don't like the fact that they have to think about a price, to think about a number to pay.
Of the people who were asked to sort of fill in the price and make one up and not be presented with a list, did you find that that deterred purchases or that the revenue generated was lower?
I think it's both. Because sometimes when you give people the opportunity, they do pay lower. And our research has shown that the price paid per unit was lower when you give them to pay whatever they want. And also this process will also deter a group of people that they feel this is so effortful. I'm going to go to other place or pick a product that doesn't have that I don't have to come up with the price. I'll just take whatever the retailers ask for. So I think both the volume and the price per unit are lower in this case. We want to reduce the effort related to product decision making. So anything, if you can think of ways to reduce the effort consumers need to make, and that will be helpful.
So in short, if you want to use pay what you want pricing, it's better to give your customers a list of price recommendations rather than letting them type in a specific price of their own. Dr. Wang's full paper is easily Googleable. It is called The Control Effort Trade-off in Participative Pricing, How Easing Pricing Decisions Enhances Purchase Outcomes. Hey, remember when Facebook changed their desktop website layout and everyone hated it? Ha! Guess what? Meta is testing another redesign of the desktop version of the platform, and this one is worse. Users in test groups started seeing the new layout last week. It moves all your navigation options to two menu columns on the left side, sort of similar to Facebook Business Manager, or for that matter, Twitter. It is chaotic, to be generous. From a visual perspective, it doesn't seem like users will be able to find anything quickly within the menu. Other major changes in the new layout being tested include the home button in the top left is gone. It's been replaced by a logo. And there's no longer anything in the top right corner, which is where important options like notifications used to be. Might be something in the water. Gmail this week started offering users a new view, which basically moves the primary icons also into the left rail. Facebook has asked us to believe a lot of nonsense in the past. Nonsense like, this new desktop UI is nice to look at, and you should do what our marketing experts say, and turn on automatic placements. because Audience Network is great for conversions. But this next one takes the cake. You know how in Ads Manager when something is good, like the cost per action goes down, the change percentage is in green. And when something is bad, like CPMs get more expensive, it's in red, right? Well, some people on Twitter posting screenshots today showing that Facebook has reversed this now. Phil Keel, managing director at Hello Earth Agency, showed his campaign that had a CPM increase of 888%. Remember, when CPM goes up, that's bad news for us marketers. And Facebook showed a green arrow there. Also, it seems Facebook continues to devalue custom audiences, the workhorse of the digital media buying community, moving it way to the bottom of some people's ad manager setup screen. As Corey Dobbin asked on Twitter today, how long before Meta removes this entirely? Where is the exit door in the metaverse? Again, is it over here somewhere? A file transfer site that thousands of digital marketers use every day has made a film that is now nominated for an Oscar. The Academy announced that the film The Long Goodbye, made by WePresent, that's the digital arts platform of WeTransfer, is up for Best Live Action Short. Quoting the company, the 11-minute short film is an unflinching look at what may lie ahead for us in these increasingly intolerant times, and what is unfolding for minorities in many countries around the world. We know that sometimes getting started is the hardest part, so WePresent, presents stories to get things going, unquote. The film has already won Best Short at the British Independent Film Awards and the prestigious Cannes Lion Awards. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Instagram is rolling out a new feature called Enhanced Tags that will make it easier to credit creators. And these tags look a lot like the tags on product images. Enhanced tags will allow a creator's self-designated profile category on their professional accounts to be displayed in their people tag. Through these new tags, Instagrammers can tag other contributors and brands within their posts, giving them more exposure for their work. Here is how to set them up. First, obviously create your new post. Then after writing a caption, look for the option that says Tag People. Select Add Tag and search and select your contributors. Tap Show Profile Category to display the creator's category, and then tap Done. Once you've added any additional tags and details, tap Share. Google's Jigsaw unit has announced it is releasing the code for an open-source anti-harassment tool called Harassment Manager. The tool is aimed at journalists for now, but since it's open-source, how long before brands start using it? Harassment Manager is a web application that uses Jigsaw's Perspective API to let users sort through potentially abusive comments on social media platforms, starting with Twitter. quoting Google's announcement. Our hope is that this technology provides a resource for people who are facing harassment online, especially female journalists, activists, politicians, and other public figures who deal disproportionately with high toxicity online. We also look forward to seeing developers and organizations tailor it to their specific needs and use the technology to help other at-risk populations, unquote. The code is available now on GitHub for developers and NGOs to build and adapt for free. Amazon's Clubhouse competitor is finally here. The company announced its entry into the live audio space today with the launch of its new app, AMP. AMP is basically Clubhouse, live broadcasts, a bunch of speakers in a room, but with one major difference. The e-commerce giant negotiated music licensing deals with the major labels, unlocking the abilities for hosts to stream tens of millions of songs, no subscription required, allowing them to DJ and host their own radio show. The company hopes to, quote, reimagine radio, unquote. As for the OG app, Clubhouse, a great piece by Joel Stein on Medium says, it's probably dead, killed off by NFT dude bros. Quoting from his article, to find out how this happened, I hosted a Clubhouse room titled, What Happened to Clubhouse? Did the app's functionality not keep up? Did it get infested with political arguments? Did Clubhouse say something racist and get canceled? Before our What Happened to Clubhouse event even started, I had an idea of what had happened. I got on the app early and scrolled the other rooms that would compete for listeners. Clubhouse, which seemed like a place for the smart kids, had acquired the stink of a multi-level marketing scheme. All the rooms were hosted by crypto guys talking about how to flip Ethereum with NFTs. Clubhouse descended in mere weeks from Silicon Valley to Miami. Only three people showed up to our What Happened to Clubhouse room. One was my lovely wife, Cassandra, and the other left as soon as we asked him a question. Unquote. Last year, Twitter offered to buy Clubhouse for $4 billion. Clubhouse turned it down. Twitter went off and made their own version called Spaces. So my wife has started making bread over the last couple of weeks, and I think perfected the recipe. It is a fantastic loaf with a nice hard crust, which I love. But last night, that hard crust proved to be too hard. The knife slipped. Brace yourselves. And yeah, I cut myself pretty bad, actually, on my left forefinger. So typing has been difficult. That may be why this episode's out a little late. But anyway, I think I'm going to get a proper bread cutter. I think that's going to be our next purchase. Talk to you tomorrow. Attack, know I'm in my back. Know that you be strolling, patrolling, it know she bad. Best you ever had, see them big mad. Ain't trying to be your friend, but you might see me in the ad. If you want free promo, it's a no-no, I'ma pass. Step before you ask, I'ma need the brat. One low for the lifestyle and one for the gram. They can't catch up, but that's a part of the plan. Flashy, know the fit match me. If I hit the poles up low, then tag me. Flashy, know the fit match me. If I hit the poles up. This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal extended till January 17th. See Home Club for details.